Hare Krishna. Yesterday, midday, or a little later, I received news of the departure of an old acquaintance, Vaishnava acquaintance, Jiva Prati Prabhu, resident and pujari at Bhaktivinoda Manor. Devotees in the UK, I think almost everyone knows him. And perhaps devotees who've spent some time there or traveled through the UK, they also know him or knew of him. I say that Chirapati Prabhu was an old acquaintance because he was a close person, a very quiet person, a dutiful person who went about his service, didn't make much ado or speak unnecessarily. He was really an emblem of not speaking gossip, but when he had something to say on his mind, he definitely spoke it. He was straight. And, of course, we had a nice relationship. Our relationship went back to Chicago when I was the temple president. And I remember one day, Jupati Prabhu just coming into my office, and I didn't know who he was, and I invited him to sit down, and we talked, and he told me that he had been outside, had left the temple. I think what was sort of the disbanded parts of the Radha Damodar Sankirtan party, same temple where Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu had been serving, and he had some difficulties, disagreement, so he left, and now he wanted to move back in, and he came to Chicago, and he wanted to come back and do service. So one thing that I still remember to that day, he said, "Well, I guess I was in Maya." I asked him, "Why did you leave?" He said, "Well, I guess I was in Maya." And then he smiled and he said, "Well, I guess I'm still in Maya." And at that time, he'd only gotten first initiation. This was about probably 1978. And so he'd only had first initiation. So he received second initiation from Jai Tirtha. And when Tamal Krishna Maharaj took over Chicago, then Jivapati, along with some other devotees, like Guru Charanapatma, went to England, and then some others stayed, and I went to England about a year later, but that's another story. And but when I did go to England, then again I saw Jivapati, and we would have a regular brief interchanges. Brief, as I mentioned before, because that's the way he was. He didn't invite any discussion. He didn't lengthen any discussion. So generally it was quite short. But he was there as the pujari. That means from 1979, he was there as the pujari of uh, of Radha Gokulananda, and he did that service up until the time that he left this world. I had more or less exchange with him over the 25 years of being involved as the GBC of UK, and being in the UK, I know that sometimes I would just sort of check in and ask him how's the deity worship, and then he would be very, once again, straight, honest, and if things were okay, he would say, "Oh, it's all right." If he had some complaint, that he would say that. One thing about Jivapati is that he was really a dedicated, devoted servant of Radha Gokulananda. He wasn't just doing service during his service hours, but whenever he was required, he was available. I don't remember now all the chronology, but I do know that at a certain point he would wake the deities, he would put the deities to sleep, he would always be there for Radha Gokulananda. Srila Prabhupada says that by worshipping the deities of Radha and Krishna, one naturally develops a spontaneous attachment to that type of service. I never had discussion with Jivapati about what type of attachments he was developing. I don't think he was the type of person to have discussed that with anyone. Nonetheless, from his personal behavior, it was clear that he was. I'd seen on different occasions signs of attachment, like tears in his eyes and so on, in service to their lordships. And once I was no longer the GBC of UK and I spent less time, then I just very, very rarely saw him, and even exchanged words even less still. I just knew that he was no longer doing some time back full-time service because he had health issues. But I had little interaction with him. Nonetheless, we remember Jivapati as a real example of devotion to Krishna. He was devoted, without a doubt. He had real attachment. He's an example of what it means to be really dutiful and to perform one's duty. He was a steady person, and I think devotees will agree with me, those who know him, that he was the type of person that Radha Gokulananda could always depend upon. Often we want Krishna to be dependable, but Krishna is a person, and he wants devotees who he can also depend on. And for me, Jivapati Prabhu was a devotee whom no doubt Krishna could always depend on. He was always there to render service. He would never let their lordships down. And what he did well. He didn't rush things. He wasn't in any hurry to get back to the Brahmacharya ashram. He wasn't. wasn't someone who did a third-rate job. He did everything properly in a very, Srila Prabhupada would say, pukka way. And my experience is that deities have a special relationship and take special care of their pujaris, especially long-standing pujaris of the caliber of Jivapati. And so no doubt in a much more suitable body, I'm sure that he will continue his service to Srimati Radharani and the bliss of Gokula in a dimension in which we hope that we will all be elevated to if we follow his example of real devotion to Lord Krishna and his consort, Hare Krishna.